Before you makabel gzeiris and mitzvahs, first makabel me as your king, and then makabel gzeiris. You can't makabel the gzeiris if you haven't makabel the king. We said some of the ramifications of being makabel omalchus shamayim is that a person then understands that he's a ben yochid of Hashem, that he has a unique job. And because of that unique job, he's going to have unique tools, unique nishaynus, unique challenges in life. And that with that understanding, he's much more able to deal with the yisurim and the difficulties that he has in his life, because he understands that they're coming exactly for him. They were designed specifically for him, and they're perfectly good for him. And that, we said, was a kiyum of b'chol moedecho. In the Shema, with the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, there's the Bechol Modecha, there's the Bechol Nafshecha, where a person's prepared to give up his life because he understands that that's what's best for him. But there's Mechol Moedecha, which the simple pshat is with all his possessions. But there's a deeper pshat which the Gemara brings, and that's Bechol Midu Amida, Shuhu Moedet Lecho, Have Moedet Lo, B'Moed Moed. Lurking in that one word, Moedecha, is Bechol Midu Amida, Shuhu Moedet Lecho, Have Moedet Lo, B'Moed Moed. There's six words relating to the word Moedecha, is that with every measure that Hashem measures with you and tests you and measures you, you should be Moedeh, you should have a Koros HaToiv, but Moed Moed, a lot of a Koros HaToiv. I mean, it's not enough to just makabel the Yisurim and makabel the Nisoinus because they're good for me, you should have to have a Koros HaToiv for them. On Pesach, we're not just thanking Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim, we're thanking for putting us in there in the first place. Why? Because it's toiv. That's all included in this thing called Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim. Now these are very high dargas, and most of us think that it has nothing to do with us, and we could even be right. You saw it here that I heard from a Pshimshin himself, and he's going to bring down here from a Pinkas, a Moediki inside he used to have, and he used to give the shi in a lot of places. Again, Rav Shimon David Pinkas Zatzal Hayimabe Lahatria Kitos Gedoyle Nis Ezrecha Belibayle. We're walking around with a fundamental error. Check out if you've got this one as well. Anu Matimim Es Hashi'ifus Shelanu Lemidas Hatzlochoseinu. We adjust and attune our yearnings and desires based on what we think we'll be able to be Matzliachim. And since we aren't able to actualize our desires, we minimize our desires and yearnings based on the fact that I don't know that I could do that, so therefore I don't want it. Everybody know what I'm talking about? Nobody yearns to finish Shas by the end of December. Why not? Because I'll never be able to do it. So why have a she'ifa to do something? But that's an extreme example. But why have a she'ifa, a yearning, a desire to do something you know you're never going to do? I've got enough broken dreams. I'm going to make some more broken dreams. So I'm atim my yearnings to what I think I can be matzliachim. Because I think there's some connection between my desires and my achievements, which sounds like a pretty valid mistake to make. You know anybody not making this mistake? You know anybody that does different? So let me introduce you to somebody who thought different.
I'm talking about
New Year's resolution. I'm talking about she'ifas. I have a she'ifa, I have a yearning, I have a desire. Am I yearning for Mashiach to come? Do I have a she'ifa Mashiach should come today? That's what I'm talking about. That's not New Year's resolution. I'm talking about she'ifas, yearnings. I want to finish Shas. I want to know Shas well, with Rashi. I want to know every taste as well. I have yearnings for that. But I don't yearn for it anymore because it's a little shy. It's not going to happen. It's dissolved. Stop having Ritzonis and She'ifas or something. You're not going to be Matzliachim. You're talking about something else, and that's also, okay, we've spoken about that a lot, the mistakes we make when we take on news resolutions. Why we're not Matzliach. It's connected to this somehow, but there your news resolution has to be very practical and very lamaisa, not based on your because you actually want to do the resolution. The resolution is about the Maisa, not about the She'ifa. Unless your Kabbalah is to have proper She'ifa. Okay. That's already getting a bit... No, that's a valid Kabbalah as well, but that's already getting a bit more sophisticated. Mahalach zeh goyim l'adam l'haktin es atzmoi ve'es musoi. This causes a person to make himself small. Ubamakim she sheif l'gadolus l'nitzayros. Instead of yearning for greatness and enormous achievements, he makes himself limited and small. That's not true. It's not right. Why not? Was it not right? Ha-ha-sogas va-ha-she-ifas va-ha-ritzoynes nechshovim la-avoyde ruchnis bifni atzmoy. It's a moidika chidish, this. If Shimshon spoke about this, this was drove him. A person's yearnings and his desires are a completely separate avoider. It's nothing to do with achieving anything or doing anything. There's an avoider to shoef, to yearn. It sounds... He ain't a kshura yeshiris la avoider maises. It is not directly connected to the actual maisa. Shtei marochas nifrodos haim. They're two separate systems, two separate avoiders. Shifoseinu tzlichas liyot b'mola utzma. Our yearning and desire has to be with everything. If you had no limitations, if you had no problems, you had all the money in the world, all the koichas in the world, all the talent in the world, all the support in the world, what would you want to go out there and do today? That's the sheifas. What's it got to do with what you're actually going to do and what you can do and what you can't do? Look at Shubi Klau. You have to live in fantasy land almost, so to speak. You have to yearn to get to the Darug of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Now, do me a favor. Well, why should I bother doing that? I'm never going to get there. Why should I yearn to be like Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? Well, what can I do? V'kach amnam limdeinu chazal. The Rambam brings us down to halacha. It's not just a nice piece of agadita. The Rambam passes this halacha. Chayv Adam loyma matay yegir maisa la maisa voisa Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. A Jew has to ask himself, when am I going to get there already? I've been walking around here for 40, 50, 60 years and I'm still not holding by Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Where am I going to get there? What's the answer to that question? Never. Never. So what I have to ask it. You see from here that the she'if and the yearning has nothing to do with the actual maisa. If you don't get this straight away, don't be bothered. This is a moedik yechidish. You hear it many times, it starts sinking in eventually. Practically to do this takes a lot of hard work. It's not possible. It's hard to yearn for something you know you're not going to get. It's hard to be yearning and shaifing for something that you know is just going to disappoint you, because that's how we have been living our lives up to now. And to break these two things and say, well, one second, I can yearn and shaif and whatever, mod geschmack, and then go back to doing what I'm supposed to be doing, not a stira. You also understand why you have to do this. What's the purpose behind it? Okay. Yeah, it's a bit like you buy the lottery ticket. And David and I in New York once a year, so you always, you know, you go buy something at a store or whatever, so there's always a bit of change. So you buy the mega billions, whatever, you know, the lottery's at, you know, $750 million or whatever, yeah? So you buy one ticket, buying more is not you know, talking if you buy more than one. So you buy one, you know you're not going to win, right? You know you're not going to win, the percentage, the chance of winning, but what do you do? It's odd the schmuck spending that money until the draw when you know you didn't win. That's why we buy it. Drive around for 3-4 days spending. How are we going to spend $750 million?
I've only ever bought a lottery ticket in England 6 times, and I won on 4 of those occasions. I got 4 of the 6 numbers. So one time I got around $150, $30, but 4 out of 6. And I only bought ever 6 lottery tickets for £1 each.
Wow.
No, I start.
Clever man. Okay, we're talking about $750 million, okay? It was like, so it's the same, yeah, you have a yearning, you have a sheif, you have a geschmack out of spending all this money, and you know you're never going to have it. What's the problem? They're two separate sugyas. It was the first time I understood Reb Shimshon was, when he bought that, and I just realized, why are we even buying this ticket, you know? Yeah, you may win, yeah, everyone thinks they're going to win. That's why the mega millions at $750 million? Because everyone thinks he's going to win. That's not coming out of their pocket, it's coming out of the $750 million idiots that put a dollar in there, you know? Eventually somebody does win, you're right. Hashem doesn't hate me that much, he wouldn't let me win. I know. Hashem would never hate me that much, give me $750 million.
There's potential, and here there's also potential.
Huh?
There's also a potential, like in the lottery ticket. You could win.
No, but you have to show if I have to mamash yearn for something, and that yearning has nothing to do with the ability to actualize it. You have to see why, if you yearn for something, it's not going to, I always thought you yearn for something, because that gives you the drive to go out there and do it. You have a rotson for doing something, that's what makes you do it. He's saying the yearning and the rotson has nothing to do with the doing. There's a lot of shekhted at all. You have to understand what he means. Let's go through this first. It's quite a long piece until the next chapter break. I think this is the longest chapter in the book. I mean, the longest paragraph in the book. You could be, you're right, and that's part of the mistake that he says you shouldn't make. Yeah, the sha'if has nothing to do with going out and actualizing anything. That's what he set up to now. Let's go through and put all the pieces together before we speak too much. But I'm glad people are talking about it, because you see, it's something that we live with. Chayv adam loyme, not an eitzet toiva. Chayv adam loyme, mosa yigia maisa la maisa oyfus avoisa avra bitzakin Yaakov. Good question. Zuhi shifa seinu loylo. And einu matzlichin la mameshes ha-shifa. We're all yearning to be like Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And we all, whenever Matzliach, to become like Moshe Rabbeinu. We are very, very far away from Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. If you think that you have any shaykhs to getting there, you obviously don't know who they were. But we're waiting for the day that will come. Shevo Navosha, Be Yeshua Solomim. We will have the Yeshua that we've been waiting for so long. We'll get eventually to the daggers of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Have to continue yearning for it and not despond, not give up. Sheyibone be samigdash bimheira be yomeinu v'sham sham navdecha v'yira k'mei oilam u'kshanin kodmoni yois sham dafka sham noichil be'emes l'avoidotcho k'firu tzoneinu amiti. Why do you want Mashiach to come? Because we want to serve you properly. I have no other reason for wanting Mashiach to come other than then I'll be able to do all the things that I'm yearning to do. Right now I can't. Shibasayla, Masoshe Be'isa. We're limited terribly by the world we live in to be able to actualize our yearnings and our dreams. But when Mashiach comes, when the Yeshua comes, I'll be able to. Ulakach anu miyachalim b'metzapim b'kolaitz. We're yearning every moment for Mashiach to come. Because I have these burning desires to do things and I can't because I'm mubalya. When Mashiach comes, then I'll be able to serve Hashem properly. Adam hayodeya ki zehu tafkidoi vezehu matarosoi. That's his purpose and that's his goal. Mabita lo'ila mazeh b'proporziot hanachoinois. A person's perspective in this world, the way he looks at this world, he does it with the correct proportions. He puts things into the correct priorities. Hu yiboiz l'ta'avas ha'goya b'heimis gam ha'sevel v'yusurim v'kablu ba'ena v'es m'koy ma'maroi. He denigrates the taivas of the goya bahemis that he has, and the suffering and the yisurim, he accepts with a whole different perspective. He looks at things very differently. He puts them into their correct place. He understands he's not a ben olam hazeh. Anybody here believe that olam hazeh is where he's going to get everything that he wants? Person doesn't die with half his desires fulfilled. Maseilas Shesharim says, does anybody think that this world could be for? But what can he do? he's not an olam. He's not a ben olam hazeh. Mikol makum a ben olam haba. But one second, you're right. This world's not for me. But there's another world waiting for me. I have a passport for olam haba. Umameila chayv heim bailu zehut acheres. His whole life has a whole different perspective. He has a whole different identity. Gevur Yosef, a more elevated perspective of reality. He's living life according to objective truths. Even if I won't get to the levels of completeness and the daggers that I'm supposed to get to, It's not a contradiction to my yearnings and desires of the kol shekain. It's not a stirrer to the tefillas that a person should daven and yearn and beg Hashem to give him these things. More than this, to the degree of my yearnings and the greatness of my kisufim, what is it, kisufim? Desires, hishtakoikis, my yearnings, desires, whatever, all, I don't know why these all different words. But asamida, in that, to that extent, the person will grow, even in this world. The desires makrin, they shine, they radiate and enlighten us. There's a statement in the world, you know, he used that moshel. We always say, you know, if you yearn to be like the Chofetz Chaim, you might be you. You have to be you, you're not even gonna be your toner. If you yearn to be a general, you might be a good soldier. If all he wants to be is a good soldier, he'll end up being a nothing. You have to yearn way above you, aim higher. The person is that day is coming where he's going to stand kipshuta under the chuppah with Hashem. I'm not just another guy in the world, one of 8 billion people. I'm the only son of the king. I'm not just one of the Amoin Amya. I have kingship, I have a whole set of rules and regulations. I live in a different world, I live in a different planet. Could be, Reb Shimon used to say, you'll be able to babble your way out of the din that's waiting for us. But say, the matzav of the door, you know what a generation we were living in? No, in this lowly generation, I couldn't ma'amid bin Yisoy. You might be able to get out of it like that. Ha'anius, the poverty, ha'sevel va'yisurim, ha'aviroi etanu al dateinu val das koinainu. We had a lot of surim here. There were the goyim, we had a lot of yisurim. We had sorrows from the children, we'd have panos. A lot of excuses why we weren't able to do what we had to do, and maybe you'll get away with it. Ulam inyan echad lo natzliach lanu is bedin shel ma'ala. One thing you're not going to be able to get away with. And that's the question, madua lo retzina litalot. Why don't you want to grow? Why don't you want to elevate? Why don't you want to be better? That you weren't able to, Peseda. Okay, you got a lot of excuses, you got a good reasons. Mitigating circumstances, yeah? But Hashem doesn't just judge us on what we're able to do. He knows what's going on in our hearts. Why do you want to be better? Why did you squeeze your yearnings? Why did you lock yourself in a cage of cuteness? How much money does Hashem have? So you partners with Hashem in this business of being Makadosh Shem Shemayim. Yeah, I'm talking to myself. I'm not talking to anybody else. So why do I limit my endeavors to my budget? Why do I limit what I'm doing in the world to my budget? My partner's got all the money in the world. Lo chaseh grush. Go out there and do big things. Now, once again, there's Hilchus Shulchan, there's Shulchan Aruch, there's Kosher Mishpat, but you can't just go borrow if you're not going to pay it back, whatever. The whole sugya is about what you can actually do, but why don't you want? Why don't you want? What do you want?
But it's not better to work on a daily basis. That means instead to make project planning in 1 year, 2 years, today, what I have to
today, do. If you had $50 million today, what would you do with it?
Yes, but if I haven't, what I am doing, that means I will...
Do what you have to do, but yearn that someone's going to walk in the door now and give you $50 million and say, go bring Mashiach.
He said already why we don't get it. We don't...
Correct. So first you have to separate the yearnings from the lamaisa. Chayv onam loyim magayi v'matayigia maisa lamaisa avosein Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. You got more chance of getting $50 million today than you've got of becoming like Avram in the next 10 years. Not even a little bit. I'm talking like Grand Canyon difference. You're much more chance of being a billionaire tomorrow morning than you ever being like Avram Avinu tomorrow morning. The guy says you have to ask yourself, you know, why not? If we'd ask for more, he'd give us more. Because we're limiting ourselves. We're not yearning for more. If we were yearning for more, we'd ask for more. You get it, you get it. You don't get it, you carry on doing what you have to do. Vane yom yom. Vane yom yom. I'd say not. Well, we just don't limit yourself in your yearnings. We say a perek of Tehillim every morning. Mizmor Shir. Mizmoshir Chanukah Sabayis LeDovid. What's David got to do with this? How did David get involved here? David was dead long before the Beis HaMikdash was built. Why is it called Beis David? Aday Yom HaZeh, we call the Beis HaMikdash Beis David.
He started it off. He had the Sheifa to
So the simple thread is he started it off. He started it. You go after the Haskhola. Kol Hoy Lecha Haskhola. Very nice. There's another pshat, because he yearned for it. He yearned for it, and whatever, eventually Shlomo did it, so whatever, because he yearned for it. Sells the Vilna Goyen, a Moedik pshat. Vilna Goyen says there's a world called Olam HaKisufim. It's a real world. It's a real spiritual world. And all our yearnings go there, and they build things. And then that comes down into this world. David HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Where? In Olam HaKisufim. Shlomo HaMelech just came and put it into place. He just took the bricks and whatever and built what David HaMelech had already built in Shammai. Heard this from Ivitsa Kurzner Zatzal. Shame the Goyen. The Goyen says every yearning a person has, every desire a person has, builds things in this way. Because somebody gets schar for it. Because you built something. Don't upset me too much. Of course. We're going to be asked, why don't you want? Wanting's easy. Just want. We don't allow ourselves to want because we're scared we won't be able to achieve. That's why children have so much chayim. Kids don't have this problem. You ask a kid what's he going to be when he's big, he's going to be everything. He's going to be a football player, a tzaddik, a potato farmer. He's going to be a jet fighter. He's going to be a kol. And he can be all of those things in one day. Because he has no mukbal. He just wants. As you get older and older, we start realizing, and correctly start realizing. No, you correctly start realizing and limiting down to what you're really supposed to be in this world. So our sha'ifas get limited together with that. And that's the mistake we make, he says. When you limit down correctly to focus, as the Mesidish Yisharim says, find ma chavasa baloma and put all your koichas into it. So then everything else sort of gets mitzumtzum into that thing that I'm going to do. Keep yearning. Rav Nach Weinberg was like that. He was crazy, eh? Rav Nach Weinberg, that's all. The guy was nuts in this area. If I had $10 million, I'm talking about when $10 million was still money. Today, $10 million, you can't do anything. If I had $10 million, I could bring Mashiach. So I got $10 million. What did he say? If I had $50 million, I'd bring Mashiach. So when he was in $50 million in debt, but I'm just saying, couldn't stop. Every day, it was like, it was very hard being around a man with that driven. But total ludicrous sheafers. And what happened? Look at the buildings he's got there opposite the Kaisel. How did that happen? The guy that was trying to kick him out the old city eventually gave him the first building. He said, you don't believe in God? He said, come with me. He said, the guy that hated us when he moved into the old city, we had a few little rooms there when Aisha told us he moved to the old city. There was a guy there that mama, she went to the area. He fought. You have no idea, he fought to get them out of the old city. Eventually, he arranged for them to get the property where the buildings are built. Paid $1 for that building, the first building. You heard this from him? He used to talk about it often. Sheafers. But Savosa Amufle shall bal. Yeah, we're not. Let's stop. Yeah, yesterday I went way baby over time. So today we'll pay back. Okay. Yeah, we've still got a few pages to go yet. Yeah. Rav Kaplan's coming in to give you Pasha Shia.
Is he?
Really?
Mm. That's nice.
Yeah, so I said 10:15, and then after that you'll tell me what you guys want to do. If you want to, if you need more time for the Ramban, or you want Shia, whatever, we'll see. I'm around. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here.
I want Shia.
We did
the Ramban.
Yes.
Yeah, now you learned the Ramban?